Welcome back to Panther Postgame. John Morgo here, now joined by head coach Roger Kincaid. And coach, first of all, that was a tough way to lose in the bottom half of the seventh.
Yeah, that's a rough one, John. Lost my voice a little bit, but the kids showed a lot of guts, a lot of heart to come back in the seventh inning and tie the game. I thought the at bat that Kenzie Caldwell had was tremendous. You know, it's hard to go up there and swing at the first pitch and square it up and make something happen, but she did and gave us a chance. The at bat that Arden Job had going oppo to right field was big, and their kid made a great play on it.
It was.
Otherwise, we'd have had at least one more run and possibly two. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I can't fault our kids' effort. We played hard, and you know, at the end there, we didn't finish the game. So it cost us.
And Ivy Drake with that solo home run, the third. That one went to straightaway center field. Last time we talked, we mentioned about how Ivy's been trying to hit it to different areas of the ballpark. So that one, straightaway center, 220, good shot from her. It shows that her progress is developing.
Yeah, and she didn't hit it hard. It was a changeup, so she had to supply all the power, and she kind of bent over a little bit. She didn't drive right through the ball, so that was good. That ball carried. I didn't think it was ever going to get out, but it finally did. And the ball that she hit in the seventh inning, you know, she hit that hard.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And it hit the wall. I thought it was going to leave a dent in the wall, but just didn't elevate it. I thought it was going to go out, but got a double off of it, and she ended up scoring. So that was good. It was a big at bat for us. You know, just some little things, John, that we didn't execute, and you know, a lot of things that. People listening probably don't even realize we had a first and third there that we didn't execute, and you know, the stuff we work on, and we just got to do that. That's the kind of stuff you got to do to win ball games.
Yeah, with Ivy's shot, she hit it so hard I didn't think she was going to go to second base.
Yeah, and she made a good read on the ball because the ball came off the wall and kind of kicked away from the outfielder, and she made a really good read. So getting to second base was big there. Then Reagan follows up with a nice at bat that allowed Ivy to move up to third base. So it was you know, that was a good inning for us, and then the bottom half of the inning just we didn't execute and finish the game. So that's disappointing. You know, I hate it, but that's how you get better. You know, you got to learn from that, and you got to do your job.
Yeah, and the one defensive miscue in the ball game was the one that really hurt us. Allowed them to get that third run in the sixth inning.
Yeah, and the runner was camped out at third. She was not going home. If we make a catch there, you know, a good throw on the bag, and we got an out, we're out of the inning. So, you know, that was what we wanted to do. We had the right play called, and we just got to execute. That's what we have to do in that situation.
Yeah, it seemed to me that Ivy made that split-second decision to make that throw. Originally, she was just going to let the runner take it. Then she made that split-second decision to toss it.
Well, what we teach them to do is take a look at third base to make sure the runner's not coming, and she took a look. The play was to go to second the whole time, and what happened was she took a little bit of a double clutch there when she took a look down there. But, you know, we teach them to take a peek and then throw the ball, and she took a little bit too long, but you know, the ball was still there. The ball was still on the bag, and we should have had an out. We just didn't execute, and you know, we got to go back to work and do better.
And you got a big series with Lafayette, Raging Cajuns coming in this week. What are you going to be working on heading into that series with UL Lafayette?
Well, we have to go back tomorrow and work on some things that we need to work on as far as tonight's concerned. You know, we work some first and thirds. We work some game situations as far as situational hitting. But, you know, I mean, we got 10 hits in the game. You know, that's a good night's work.
Right.
Good night's work. So I'm proud of that. We just we got a few things that we need to clean up. And, you know, we will. We'll get busy and do a better job.
All right, Coach, I'll let you get back to your squad. Thanks for joining us at Panther Postgame.
Thank you, John. Go Panthers.
That was head coach Roger Kincaid here as we sign off for this edition of Georgia State Panther softball. We'll be back at you Saturday, April 9th. Fifth-ranked University of Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns coming for a doubleheader. Games at 1 and 3. Panther pregame will hit the air at 12:45 right here on the Georgia State Sports Network. I'm John Morgo for everyone involved, for Will Owens, broadcast coordinator Dave Cohens, and thanks all of you for tuning in for this presentation. We'll see you on Saturday. Georgia State loses this one to Georgia Tech 4-3, and we'll have more on Saturday. Thank you for joining us right here on the Georgia State Sports Network.